A Lenten devotional for Wednesday, March 20th, 2019, by the Reverend Dr. Marjorie Davis, MDiv, Executive Pastor, Grace Tabernacle Community Ministries, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The scripture reading for the day is Romans 1:28 to Romans 2:11. In 1992, my son Carl got AIDS. As African Americans, we first sought help from within that community, but it was the openly gay white community whom God used to change Carl's heart, though Carl wasn't gay. That community quickly embraced us unconditionally, poured out their love on us, shared their resources, even invited us on retreats, which we attended. We met some of the most funny, happy, and loving people. They knew they were loved and supported among themselves and countered the blame and condemnation from others. Carl began seeing them as individuals, not society's image of them. And through their acceptance of Carl, God changed his heart. One day he said to me, "Mom, if I hadn't gotten AIDS, I wouldn't have come to know Jesus." During this season of Lent, let us confess that we all need a change of heart, and it begins with accepting Jesus and knowing the truth of God's word. In 1992, Carl passed. Oh, thank you, Father, for changing his heart, for saving him and showing him that we are all sinners saved by grace. Oh, to be loved by you. Our text from Romans warns against all kinds of lifestyles that dishonor God. Too many of us excuse our sinful ways by pointing fingers at others. But let us not deny anyone the same access to God's forgiveness, love, and grace as the rest of humanity. As Christians, our witness should be to the unsaved, to those who do not see fit to acknowledge God. Let us not pass judgment, for in doing so, we condemn ourselves, since we are also sinners. Let us humbly recognize today that, indeed, God shows no partiality. Let us pray. Dear great and loving Father, how foolish so many of us show ourselves to be, yet how gracious and unconditional you are in your love for and patience with us, in spite of our blame and shame. Oh, how your heart must grieve, seeing how we continue to condemn those we believe do not deserve your love, often because we feel we don't deserve it ourselves. How beautiful that your family consists of all kinds of people. Thank you, Abba, that you are no respecter of persons, that you show no partiality. Chastise us, Lord, for always asking for help and praying for forgiveness, yet never allowing you to change our attitudes and hearts. Forgive us, O God.